If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, it's still Thanksgiving week, so I thought we could keep talking about being thankful. You guys know I love talking about having an attitude of gratitude and thinking about what we really are thankful for. And I talk about this especially in my design boot camps, but hopefully if you're an Ink Club or Design Mastery community, those are my Design Suite members, you guys know that I'm talking about it with you guys as well. I do a Tuesday tip every single week, or we have guests come in. It's pretty fun in Ink Club. And then I do in Design Mastery, we do trainings every single week on top of our meetings. And it's just a fun way for me to talk to my communities and make sure that we're engaged still and that they're getting a little like positive vibes for the week. Okay, so today I thought I'd talk about this whole attitude of gratitude and talk to you about kind of how I do it. So most of the time I write it down, but I also have been known just take a moment to like think through all the things I'm really grateful for. So those of you who have been to a design bootcamp or in Design Suite with me, you know that I am very anti doing like a thankful list that's generic, like I'm grateful for my family, I'm grateful for my house, I'm grateful for my car, I'm grateful for my dog. Like, that does not happen over here. I'm very, very specific about my gratitude. So that means I usually think about the previous day or the morning of and think of all the things. I shouldn't say all the things. I usually only write down about 3 things that I'm really, really grateful for that day. Okay. Now, what does this do? It really sets my intention for the day to have a mindset of abundance. And also, when we are grateful for all the things that we already have, do you know what happens? More things come to us, you guys. More things come to us. And whether there were more things coming to us before and we just couldn't see them, but now we could see them, I mean, that's big in and of itself, right? So in this gratitude practice, I get very, very specific, okay? So, for example, maybe the night before I'm trying to think of something, one of my kids, well, right now, Charlie, that's my youngest, we've been reading Harry Potter book 3 together, okay? And he's seen all the movies, but it's just something that we do on top of his reading time that he does. And maybe I would say I'm so grateful that I got to read chapter 4 with Charlie and we got to snuggle in together in my bed and read together. Like, that's a good moment for me. Like, when we like really think about the moments in our lives, like especially when we're thinking about them the day before, what were the moments that we're going to remember, right? I'm not sure if I'm going to remember making this particular podcast. Maybe I will, but I sure am going to remember reading with my 9-year-old. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to remember hanging out with my teenagers and having a good talk with them. I'm going to remember watching a movie with them or snuggling up, okay? Apparently, all I can think about is snuggling up with my kids because, dude, this is the season for it, you guys. Or like our kids before bed, we all do snacks and very often hot chocolate is involved. Yes, even in the summertime. But right now I can talk about it like it's okay because it's wintertime in Utah. But we'll snuggle in and we'll sit at the kitchen table and everybody's having hot chocolate and we're talking about what's going on. And we're very often not talking about what mom and dad like. We are talking about what the kids are into, which, believe me, you guys, there are some words they say that I do not understand. I do not understand, okay? But we listen to it and we hear what they're talking about and what they're into, okay? Because it's important to me, okay? That's where I find all my gratitude, you guys. For you, it's going to be something else, maybe. Maybe you don't have kids at home. Maybe you've got furry kids. Maybe you got pets. We have three. We have two cats and a dog, you guys. So I feel like this house is full of people to love on, people and animals to love on. Maybe you're taking care of your parents. Maybe you had a phone call with a friend. Maybe you have to be grateful that you have an entire day to yourself to binge watch whatever you want to binge watch. Okay. Whatever it is and whatever life you are currently in, I guarantee there's something to be grateful for and something specific to be grateful for. Even if it's just the roof over your head and being able to eat and having all of your teeth. And you guys, there's just so much like to be grateful for. Now, I'm not saying there aren't things that are not that fun. There are struggles. There are things that are hard. There are difficulties, okay? And some of you really are dealing with some of those things. And it's hard, okay? And I acknowledge that you are going through something hard, and I have been through those hard things, okay? And everybody's heart is different, right? But I also think that we can find something to be grateful for, something that lights our heart on fire and makes us feel like it's worth moving forward, worth doing the next day for, right? And this is the time right now. I feel like the time of year we recognize it, and it's a good time to start the habit. Don't wait until January, but if you want to start a gratitude journal, first of all, we did a gratitude journal this month in Ink Club. So if you joined really quick right now, you could get in soon enough to see and download all the stuff that we did this month, okay? And then you would also get December, which would be fun. You can cancel anytime. Ink Club is a community and membership for everyone. Anyway, we did that. We built a little notebook album this month. So fun to keep some of these things that we're grateful for in. And my hope for you is that you don't start this in January. You start it now, but it becomes a thing that you do year round. And I'm talking about it here at Thanksgiving, but it's something we should be talking about year round, being thankful and grateful for what we already have. I notice that the things that come out of my mouth, if I am thankful and I have more gratitude in my heart, tend to be kinder and nicer. Not all the time, but I sure am trying, you guys. I'm always trying for that. And when we don't have those things in our hearts, what comes out of our mouths, I think sometimes what's going on in our heads, our own self-doubt, our own anxiety, our own worries about things, versus when we're grateful for things, then different things come out of our mouths, okay? And we tend to give people the benefit of the doubt, which I think in this world we don't do enough of, where we don't understand how someone else is feeling, and we haven't walked in their shoes, so we have no idea, right? So this is what I'm going to say to you. Be grateful for what you have. Be thankful for what you have. And see if you can make that a daily routine in your entire life. Because if you could do that year round, and that could be this thing that, you know, really lights your heart on fire, and you start recognizing all the wonderful things happening, I guarantee you will see more and more and more things in your life that you have to be grateful for. And it's just going to be wonderful. Okay. All right, you guys, thanks for joining me today. I hope many of you are having a great Black Friday, doing some fun things. If you're listening to this podcast a little bit later on, that's great too. If you are not part of my Ink Club membership and you are a crafter, what are you waiting for? We stack that thing with value. We do exclusive mini courses. Every single month we have new downloads for quilts and paper crafting. What we've done is, like, if you are someone who is just a paper crafter, it's like you get the bonus of quilting. And if you're someone who's a quilter, you get the bonus of the paper crafting. Like, that's how much we're stuffing in there for you. You'll see lots of memberships out there that it's just like like paper crafting and that's it. Or you're doing quilting and that's it. And we stuff ours with just creativity. You'll see we do watercolor classes sometimes. We did a vision board in October. So it's just so fun. And I would love for you to join us in that community. We do stuff every single day. We're always chatting about creative things and showing projects. Plus, we're doing new projects. So we would love to see you there. You can join up at karinagardner.com/inkclub. And I bet we have a special going on for Black Friday. So make sure and check that out. We would love to have you come join us for all the fun we're having. And I will see you guys soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.